Have you ever felt like you are trapped by your own personality traits? Do you feel like you are stuck in a box and it is becoming more and more difficult for you to go beyond your perceived identity in order to achieve different things? And do you think that you know what is the right thing to do, but you are unable to do it because of your habitual patterns and because of your personality? If yes, then you are not alone in this. Billions of people across the world experience this, and I call it the personality trap. In this video, we will go deep into the knowledge of Vedanta to explore different concepts and to come to an understanding of what personality actually is and how we can come out of our unconscious conditioning to achieve true success and fulfillment in our lives. The Advaita channel is about conscious living and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and other ancient teachings from India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our life the way we truly want to live. Make sure to hit like and subscribe to our channel to help us spread this knowledge. The section 1 is about introduction to this topic. We all experience the personality trap. We know what is good for us. We know that junk food is bad, but we cannot avoid it. We know that waking up early is good for us, but we are not able to achieve this. Just like this, there are a lot of things that we know is the right thing to do. But because of the habits that we have created for ourselves and because of the personality that we have right now, we are unable to do these things that are right for us, and we are unable to achieve success and fulfillment. Now, what is the problem here and what is the solution? This video is all about these two questions. Now, think about this deeply. Why does an alcoholic keep drinking alcohol even though he knows that it is not good for him? Intellectually, a person understands that alcohol and smoking is not good for them. They are well-educated and sensible people, but they are not able to overcome their habits and they are not able to overcome the conditioning. Why is this happening? We can look at many examples here. When we were kids and when we were in school, there were always some students who overachieved, who were rank holders and achievers. Just like this, there were some people who were good at sports and there were some people who always got in trouble. All this happens because of identity. We all have an identity for ourselves, and this identity translates to personality. Or we can say the identity is linked to the personality that we consciously or unconsciously hold. Now, who do you think you are? Do you think you are worthy? Do you think you are abundant? Do you think you are successful? Or do you think that you are a victim? The identity that you create for yourself is the cause of all things that you experience in this world. An alcoholic unconsciously has created an identity for himself that he is an alcoholic. A studious person, an achiever, has created an identity for himself that he is an achiever. Whether they do it consciously or unconsciously is the question. And for most of us, this is happening unconsciously because of our parents, because of our friends, relatives, and the societal conditioning. Our personality is formed and a certain identity is formed. This is unconscious conditioning. And because of this identity that we hold, we are experiencing a certain kind of a life for ourselves. If we go a little deeper here, we can talk about karma and how the prarabdha karma has caused a certain kind of conditioning within us and it has given rise to a default personality for us. And if we look at the modern self-help books and the personality development teachings, we see that these teachings and these techniques focus on working on our identity or personality to incrementally improve it in order to see improvement in the reality that we experience and in order to see some results in terms of success and money, etc. But if we look at the teachings of Vedanta, they are saying something radical. They are saying that, first of all, recognize that you are not your personality. The personality is something that you have, and what you have can be yours, but it can never be you. So, by this logic, your body is something that you have. We can feel this and we can see this with confidence if we think about it. That is why we say, this is my hand, this is my body. We never say, I am the body. So, inherently, we know this truth. We know that our nature is spiritual and the body and mind is simply an accumulation. It is a mask over that consciousness. I will talk about this more in the coming sections, but here we must simply realize that we are not the personality, and this identity and the personality that we have right now is a fictional character that we temporarily have, and our true nature is beyond this. In the second section, we will talk about how the personality is a mask. If we search for the root word of personality, it comes from the word persona. And the word persona is derived from Latin, and it literally means a mask. So, literally, our personality is a mask. And we can even understand this intellectually if we think about it. Just look at your own life. For every role, you wear a different personality and you wear a different mask. With your children, you are in a certain way. With your spouse, you are in a certain way. With your customers or clients, you are in a certain way. And with your boss or with your teachers, you are in a certain way. So, your personality keeps changing based on the circumstances and situations. And this personality is malleable. It can be changed. This is the opportunity that we have. And this is what we must try to understand. The personality is simply the mask that we are wearing right now. Our true nature is the infinite consciousness, says the Upanishads. Our nature is beyond this limited personality or this limited body-mind complex. It is absolute and it is infinite. Adi Guru Shankaracharya in his Nirvana Shatakam says, Aham nirvikalpo nirakara rupa vibhutvacha sarvatra sarvendriyanam nacha sangatam naiva mukternameya chidananda rupa shivoham shivoham. Here he talks about the true nature of each and every one of us. Here he is saying, I am unmodified, I am formless, I am all-pervading and I empower the senses. He then says, I am detached from everything, but nothing exists apart from me. I am limitless and unbound. And later on, he goes on to say, I am the nature of pure consciousness and bliss. I am God or Shiva himself. Shankaracharya clearly says what this reality actually is and what the self actually is. In reality, even right now, right here, we are that infinite consciousness. In truth, we are the source of fulfillment and joy. Our nature is infinitude. But we have right now identified ourselves with this mask, and we think we are this mask. And that is why we are experiencing the limitations of this mask and we are suffering the consequences of this identification. So first we must understand this, and first we must uncondition ourselves and disidentify ourselves from this personality. In section 3, let us understand going beyond the personality. Now, let us look at an example here. If we look at electricity and various instruments, we can understand that although the electricity is the same, depending on the nature of the instrument that it empowers, it manifests in a different way. The same electricity through a bulb manifests as light. The same electricity through a fan or air conditioner manifests as air or motion. Like this, even though the fundamental aspect, that is the electricity, remains same, we can see different manifestations of it through the different instruments that it channels through. Consciousness can be understood in a similar way. That pure consciousness is infinite, it is absolute, and it is all-pervading. and it is unaffected and untouched by all of its manifestations. That pure consciousness channels through our mind and our personality, and it manifests a certain kind of a person that we are right now. So, that infinite consciousness is channeling through your personality, and it is manifesting as a certain kind of a person, and also this personality is creating a certain kind of personal reality for itself. In the last section, we understood that the first step that we need to take is to understand this knowledge and to disidentify ourselves as this personality and this body-mind complex. Then we must come to a realization that we are infinite, our nature is infinite, and everything is connected. Now, with this understanding, what should we do next? The next thing that we can do, if we want to create something in this world, and if we want to create a positive life and an abundant life for ourselves and this family and the society as a whole, is to craft a new personality. Since we understood that we are not the personality or the body-mind complex, and instead this personality is simply a mask through which we are experiencing this universe, and all our suffering and all our limitations are because of the nature of this personality or mask, we can simply now disidentify with the personality that we are right now. And we can go on to craft a new personality for ourselves. And to craft a new personality, we must answer the three important questions. The first question is the what. What do we want from life? What do we truly want to experience? Second is why. Why do we want it? Are my desires superficial, or is it coming from a place of maturity? This is what we must think about. And then the third question is who. Who do we need to become in order to actually live the life that we want to live? The life of absolute fulfillment, the life of abundance and joy and consciousness. This is what we must look at next. And in and through all this, we must keep one thing in mind. The ultimate goal for each and every one of us is liberation or moksha as per the Upanishads. And this liberation is nothing but going beyond the identification of body-mind to realizing our true nature as the infinite consciousness. And only through this can we achieve absolute everlasting fulfillment. Now, we discussed a lot of things here. We understood a little bit about personality, and we also understood how to craft a new personality by asking ourselves the three questions of what, why, and who. But in order to make this all happen, you need to understand some deeper concepts of Brahma, Karma, and Dharma. Along with that, you must also understand what conscious creation is in order to find your true purpose in this manifested universe. And to help you gain clarity on all these aspects, we have created a free masterclass that we call the Conscious Creation Code. And the link to this masterclass will be provided at the end of this video and also in the description. Once you click on that link, you can opt in with your email ID and watch the masterclass to gain more clarity on this very topic and how to take it forward. Thank you. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, and I'll see you on the next one.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.